Well, Steve, a disappointing season, but an excellent way to finish it.
Yeah, you know, one of the big sides, Bath, coming up to Manchester. We do have a good record here against them, and pretty pleased with the way we managed to stick in.
What were some of your main messages before the team ran out today?
Well, just doing the basics right and, you know, being disciplined. Run hard, defend together, and we seem to do that pretty well.
I thought you had the best of the first half an hour, but until the Denny Solomon a try, you'd struggle to turn that into points. Did you see it that way?
Well, I think against these sides, it's a bit of an arm wrestle, and you have to stick in it. And we eventually, Denny eventually scored that try, well, not single-handedly. But again, equally, we were poor with the try they scored under the post. So, you know, it was an even game up until then.
Just a word on AJ McGinty, Steve, today. I thought he controlled the game and was probably man of the match out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Controlled it very well. Goal kick was good defensively and led the backs really well today.
Just give us a sense of perspective then in terms of the new season, because you've talked about the number of players that are leaving. There's also the youngsters coming through. There's the investment in the club. Give us a sense of perspective if a Sale fan was thinking, well, what's achievable in 12 months' time? Where do you think the club can be by then, on and off the pitch?
Well, on the pitch, we need to be more competitive on a consistent basis. You know, that's simple as that. We need to be winning all our home games and challenging many games in away from home. Off the field, I think we're doing a great job. Big crowd in today and sorted the traffic problems out by looks of things, and you know, go from strength to strength.
You've already announced a couple of high profile big name signings. I guess supporters now will be itching to see who else is going to come through the door. Do you think you're going to be able to offer them exciting players when those names are revealed?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be world class players.
And looking ahead to next season, do you have an aspiration in your own mind as to where you might finish next time?
We're 10 minutes after this season. We'll go away, put the squad together, and see how we come out the summer.
And looking back on the season, you've talked about being inconsistent in matches. Is that partly about the maturity of the players you've got, or what do you think can help unhook that next season to have more consistent 80 minutes?
Well, again, it just game understanding and people setting down a plan and sticking to it, and skill level high, discipline levels high, everything to be a good rugby player.
Just a word on a couple of the departures today. Mike Phillips, first of all, what has he brought to you since he's been at the club?
Well, Mike's a very experienced player, great crack character, and he's been a stalwart of the team right the way through, so he goes with a big pat on the back, and great to have known him.
And Neil Briggs, what's his legacy? I know he's going to move into a coaching role now, but two spells with the clubs, he's been a bit of an institution here, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been a good player, Briggsy, and we look forward to him coming on board as a coach.
Steve, thanks a lot.
Thank you, pal.